Hey there, Kate here. Oh my goodness, it's time to address stage three of the Game of Life journey. Are you ready for this? When you're in stage three of the Game of Life journey, your stamina has been taking a hit. And then next thing you know, you get blindsided one too many times. The adversities of life get in the way, and you get distracted. Feelings and emotions are coming up that want your attention, but they don't have an appointment, and you're busy putting out fires left and right from the up and down roller coaster of life. Your feelings of empowerment, strength, and stamina, those become shaky at best. You've been in a state of bliss and pushing negativity aside, stuffing it in that closet of your subconscious, but that closet door won't close anymore. And it explodes, shooting out all the negativity, the pain, the despair, the anxiety. And you guessed it, you find yourself in stage three of the Game of Life journey, survival mode. Survival mode kicks in, and the only thing you have time for is just that, surviving, just getting through the day as best you can. You're in the fight or flight state, and there's no escaping the tiger that's chasing you. So there's no feeling safe after the initial adrenaline rush of being hit with adversity. It still feels like you're being chased, like you're in danger. And since there's no end to the chase, that adrenaline just keeps going, sucking your high vibration of love energy dry. You feel lost, scattered, exhausted, and the darkness settles in all around you so quickly you don't know what happened, and you can't see how to get out of it, and you're wondering, where did the light go? Life had been so good. You felt empowered. Blessings were coming in left and right, and then you started getting hit with adversity, the anxiety, the despair, the fear that you were drowning in before you were introduced to Florence's books. It snuck back in. Fear is camping out in your brain, and it's taking over your life again. And your best friend, Worry, is back in town, and he wants to party, keeping you up at night, thinking painful, uncomfortable thoughts. And you're feeling those uncomfortable emotions that are best buddies with the uncomfortable thoughts. And your brain is acknowledging, yep, you're feeling awful. So then the thoughts match more of the feelings. And now you're in that destructive, toxic cycle of thinking and feeling, thinking anxious thoughts, feeling the emotions of anxiety, worry, and despair. And whispers of you're not good enough course through your body like blood and oxygen. You're back in the clutches of survival mode, struggling to get through the day. You're best friends with worry again. And the worst thing is, you're so tired that all you can do is just get through the day. Try to sleep. And then get up and do it all over again the next day. You're holding on by an eyelash. And in the blink of an eye, your external life begins to reflect that worried, anxious feeling within you. And once again, you feel stuck. You're standing there, deer in the headlights, eyes wide, but seeing no way out because you don't have any energy left to think with to solve the problems. And you're creating over and over again the experiences of worry, anger, resentment. You're feeling trapped, and despair sucks you into the darkness of chaos again, just like you were before you were introduced to Florence's books. And when it feels as though all is lost, miraculously, along comes stage four. Be sure to come back tomorrow for the video stage 4 of the Game of Life journey. But in the meantime, if you're currently in stage 3 of the Game of Life journey, stop everything you're doing. If you're driving, pull over and stop in a safe place and just follow the prompts of my voice. Close your eyes. And with your hands resting gently in your lap, take a slow, deep breath. And on the exhale, just drop your jaw to allow that air to release. Can you feel that tension draining out of your face? Now take another deep breath. And again on the exhale, just drop your jaw to let that air out. Can you feel that tension draining out of your neck? And now with another deep breath, and again on the exhale, drop your jaw to release the air. Can you feel that release of the weight on your shoulders? And now with another deep breath, focus your attention on your heart. And now just take another slow, deep breath and shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. And allow yourself to feel that gratitude moving in your body. And when we complete, take a few moments to focus all your attention on your heart and the blessings in your life. Breathe into those blessings. Take the time to put yourself first. These stages of the Game of Life journey revolve around using the strength and power within us. Accessing that strength and power can be challenging because not only do we get challenged by outside stimulants like uncomfortable situations, negative people, surprise expenses, and negative news, but we're also challenged by negative thought patterns and beliefs that hold court in our subconscious. And they camp out in our brain. What we must grasp is the understanding that after the initial shock of an experience, once that adrenaline rush flushes from our system, we have the opportunity to consciously choose the emotions we move forward with. When we don't consciously choose, the human go-to is to default to whatever the dominant energy or emotion is in our subconscious. And if we just experience something that upset us, then the anger or hurt, whatever that emotion we felt at the time, that's the dominant emotion, and that's the emotion that controls our life when we default to the subconscious feelings. And ultimately, those feelings are the basis for what we're manifesting as our reality. You have the power to move out of that energy by consciously choosing to embody a higher state of being, a higher vibration of consciousness. Embracing gratitude begins that shift. This stage gets repeated over and over again until you learn the action steps to take to stop the cycle. Be sure to check back tomorrow when we dive into the details of stage 4 of the Game of Life journey. But for right now, just give yourself a big hug from me by putting your left hand on your right shoulder and your right hand on your left shoulder and hug. Remember, you deserve to live your happy, fulfilled square of life. It's your birthright. Anything that brings your heart joy is possible for you.